Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. How are we doing?
Doing okay today. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in sitting and listening to the rain. We're having a little downpour, so hopefully that won't affect our connection here, but
Sure. We do have our
so
struggles, but so
we
far
do. Yeah.
seems okay.
My big struggle is to remember what happened on General Hospital for
Oh, I
what?
hear that.
Tuesday,
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I thinking back, Tuesday, let's see, we had sort of the aftermath of the verdict and all of that stuff, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. We had some super lame parties for young people
Super
who
lame.
have no young friends or
Friends.
acquaintances.
Right.
So sad.
It's
Like,
very
oh, what
sad.
happened? Oh, Marshall's coming over. Like, oh, hooray.
Oh man, imagine that. That's your guest list.
Even
Oh
Rory's trying to get out of there. He's like, I'm gonna head out.
yeah. I think somebody needs me somewhere.
Okay, so we had that. We had,
We had
well, we
some
had more
Nina and
parties.
Sunny, remember, at the
Oh,
Metro Court.
yeah. Eating
That
a little
was,
salad at the bar. Yep.
yeah, and then that was, I don't know. I guess that was a little obnoxious, wasn't
That they weren't allowed to have a table.
it?
Is that what you mean?
Well,
Or that they were obnoxious? Which side are you taking here?
today,
Today.
I think I'm on Olivia and Carly's side, although Carly acts like she's not, she doesn't care. But I don't know. If Olivia is making you uncomfortable or doesn't want to give you a table, why not just go someplace else?
Yeah, well, she's an owner,
I know.
but
I
she is
know.
obnoxious about it, and I
Yeah.
like that Carly calls her out and says, "Okay, you're finally showing your true
Exactly.
stripes here." And it's like,
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah, like as
Right.
Liesl been urging her to do, it's like, yep, you wanted her life, and now you got it.
Yep. And yeah, and Nina saying she wishes they just couldn't would be able to pass each other without engaging. It's like you initiated that one,
Yeah, you started
So
it. Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. It's all a little bit tedious, I think, but
There's a lot of tedious still
yeah, there
in
is, isn't there?
pretty much every storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Sonny and Nina, like they've just been doing this reconfirming that they're going to have a relationship over and over and over and over. It's like,
I
go ahead and
know.
have one. Like, go ahead. Like,
It makes me wonder, like, what do people talk about when they start dating? Is it like this? 'Cause I
well,
don't
and
know.
start dating when they've already slept with each other a few
Yeah,
times.
it's all weird.
Which is, I mean, not that I'm being judgy about that, but I like it'd be weird to try and date somebody that you had a one night stand with, them.
And
Like
act
being
like it's sort
hot.
of a fresh thing.
Yeah, and act like, you're all a Twitter about having sex with them or something, because you already know it's going to be a disappointment or whatever. I'm just
Oh,
speaking from
Gia.
my own life experiences, I guess, but anyway, yeah, so that was a little tedious, although their salads look good. I was kind of like, I don't
Yeah,
know what those are. It looked like a nice spring
right.
mix.
And it is nice when they are supposed to be eating food and they're actually eating
And they're
food.
actually eating food. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I do like
Yeah.
that. Wish you could obtain spring mix in something other than a massive plastic
I know,
coffin,
because I can only do one salad and then the rest just rots in the fridge.
Oh yeah, well, we have two people, so we pretty much are good with them. But I my footprint on the earth, it's like, I don't know what
Yeah.
you do to avoid. And we just took our recycling in the other day, so we
Yeah.
recycle everything that we're.
Yeah.
And this is a recycling center that's supposedly for the whole city. Well, you know, there's maybe like five of us bringing in our recycling. For right. This entire, right. You know, and I mean, it's just like, I start, I'm almost laughing, like, and they're probably just dumping these dumpsters back.
In all some, in the same place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't not, I don't even know. And they don't even like, I have to take styrofoam someplace else.
Oh, geez. And, yeah.
And I do it. I do it because, because of that commercial growing up. I can't watch that guy cry by the side of the road. I just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. You're trying to do the right thing, Gia.
But it probably isn't. It probably isn't. I don't know. They got to do something to make it viable.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of recycling, one of my pet
peeves... I'm like way off topic now.
No, because you're kind of touching on something that I was going to wait to bring up because it occurred in today's episode.
More about spring mix.
Oh, no, I'm done with spring mix.
Okay, good.
Maybe we can devote one episode to just lettuce.
Spring mix later, yeah.
Because I'm sure you have more to say, but
don't get me started on radicchio.
oh no But this is one of my pet peeves, which occurred on hospital on today's hospital
today, the coffee cup thing.
No, that is documented as another pet peeve when they're holding what we know are empty cups. But a lot of shows have people drinking water out of like just disposable water bottles, and that drives me crazy.
Define disposable water bottle. You mean not like a plastic recyclable?
Well, it's just like, you know, it is like the kind that you just buy at the store and you throw out or recycle after you finished but not like a reusable water bottle. Like actually,
oh. Like Anna, so many people carry around now, carry their
right,
own.
Right. And even Anna and Felicia, I think, had their own water bottles.
Well, because they were at the gym. But yeah, I mean, in everyday life now, people do carry around their own.
Britt and who was Britt talking to? Oh, Maxie, I guess. Right? Was that it? They both had water bottles.
I can't say that I noticed that.
I guess I should say water, bottles of water, not water. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. But well, hopefully they took those to their city center recycling.
But better still if they just used, you know, had one that they kept reusing.
Definitely. We need to speak to someone about this.
I mean, I just think like it happens on like Big Bang Theory on all kinds of shows. And I just sort of feel like, you know, you're sort of giving people a pass to just use stuff that you're gonna throw out, you know. I don't like that.
I don't even. The styrofoam drives me crazy. Like if you get anything to go, you know, and you get the, like massive. I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe we should just.
You people with children and grandchildren that I'm concerned for. I'm almost out of here. I'm checking out.
Thank God. Thank God we're on the other side of this.
That's terrible.
We passed the halfway point.
Oh, did we ever? Yeah.
I wonder how long ago our halfway points were.
Well, I think mine was 16 years ago.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
That's just kind of that's how I feel. I could be totally wrong, and I hope I'm not like dooming myself to a particular date or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, I do have it circled on the calendar and everything. But
your last day on Earth.
Yeah. No, I'll probably be doomed to like a decade of oblivious living where somebody else has to take care of me. But
a decade after you're ready to go.
Let's hope not. But that seems to be the wave of everything. But let's get off this topic.
I just last thought on that subject. Since you're such a brilliant diagnostician when it comes to your own ailments, I think you're going to have a long. Perhaps miserable life.
So many little niggling ailments.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thanks. I think you are too.
Thank you.
Risa, we've really changed roles though, because you remember when you used to call me and you had that Merck manual, that diagnostic manual, and you'd be like, I think I've got a blood clot in my leg, you know, or whatever, because you'd been...
It was blood pooling. I'm still quite sure that's what it was.
And it just, shook loose on its own at some point?
It shook loose, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'm so glad.
Thank you. Yeah, I came out of that one.
Yeah, but you were pretty convinced that that was going on, you know.
I was. Well, you know, that's because...
You were standing around like a flamingo all day.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes on one leg like a flamingo, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well,
boy, I think we've lost pretty much all of our listeners.
General Hospital. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay,
Rory. Rory. Cody. We had Cody. Yeah. We had Spencer. We had We had a clever hiding of a suitcase by Uncle Victor.
As he gingerly placed it on the other side of the hedge.
The shrub,
Thank goodness he's helping out now.
he's on the case now.
There was a lot of frustration, you know, with all of these things that were unfolding, you know, so it was tedious and frustrating the last 3 days.
I did love how so Jordan comes in with her team to search the place, mm-hmm. and Nicholas is fumbling, like the biggest fumbler, and Ava comes in and it's like, this is how it's done. Like, this is how
me show you how to lie.
Yeah. How to lie. Yeah. Which so much better at it than him.
She is. So. It's all in the delivery, really, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for a minute, were you fooled at all by the Facebook or book face or whatever they call it? From Esme? What do they call it? Book face, not book face. Face of books?
Yeah, what do they call face it? Of books.
Book of faces. Face of books.
I think they call it Facebook.
No, they don't. They have some other kind of...
Oh,
no, is it like quite close,
my face or something?
My
like
face.
I don't know. Face. Your face. Face it.
Anyway, did you think that maybe she actually was alive when you heard that? Or did you know?
No, I thought that was pretty clever.
That was good.
And I was trying.
I thought, suddenly, did they hire Spinelli? But I didn't suspect Uncle Victor.
I know. Well, Uncle Victor is so good, I guess, at all kinds of deceptions. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess, although I can't stand that guy, and Nicholas caves so easily when Victor puts the screws to
him.
You can't
stand Victor? I like Victor.
I'm sure I will next week.
God help me. Help me. Do you know who I'm starting to like? Not like as in I like him as a person, but
as a character. You know,
Because I think he's going to stir shit up.
Stir shit up.
Yep.
Huh. I don't know.
Well, he's got beautiful eyebrows, if that gives you a hint.
Dex?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to like Dex.
Oh, Gia. He's unpredictable, I'll say that. And he doesn't quite know how to behave with Sonny, but he told him exactly the right story, right?
Which could be a total made-up story, which would be cool if it were made up, but it's probably not.
Yeah,
that would
be diabolical.
I like a diabolical character. But it probably isn't. But it was just totally playing Sonny.
Right. And how does Sonny get people to investigate this guy and not have Michael show up on their radar anywhere?
I don't know. Brick, come on.
Brick. Sheesh.
Brick. Maybe Brick had to do some too much sports casting and wasn't able to give it his full attention.
That's right. Yeah.
I like watching Brick on sports events and knowing the secret side of
it. He's got this side hustle.
Although I don't think he's like I don't think he keeps it a secret or anything.
No, I don't think so either. No. I mean, it's probably, he probably has got plenty of fans in the sports world. I bet they watch some stories.
They might. They just might. You know? Never know. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of like Dex. I liked getting a little backstory on him. I like that he's going to have a relationship with Joss. And
Really? You like all of them?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she cannot stay away from a bad boy. I mean, Cam is like a lapdog at this point. You know, Cam is more in love with Spencer right now than he is with Joss. You know, he's got a bromance going.
A bromance, you know? Yeah. And were you saddened on Spencer's behalf that he wasn't able to tell Trina his true feelings?
A little bit, but didn't it elevate your opinion of him that he's going to sacrifice his own happiness with her to? Yeah, because he wants to see her happy.
It's interesting because, you know, he's finally sort of becoming the person that we wanted him to be, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And
right.
What good is it doing him now?
Oh, therein lies the tragedy. And that's why it's a soap opera and they're going to eventually come together. But I will say, and it's kind of you to not point this out, but I was quite wrong. I thought they were going to have he and Trina in prison together somehow.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it looked like it was going that way, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we had Robert come in. Like, what the hell was that? That was so weird.
I don't know.
Wasn't that the assistant DA that was arguing against Trina? And he's like the DA? So, what? Yeah. Like... Does that make sense in any kind of world? That
I was trying to sort that out, and then I wound up just not caring.
Just not. You went and got a snack instead.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're asked to absorb so much these days, you know.
And it was just. It was almost to me like they got tired of doing the courtroom scene, so they were like, "Let's wrap this puppy up."
Yeah.
With some stupid,
right. Yeah.
You know.
And then they looked at the calendar and they said, oh, geez, we've got to use Robert once this month. So let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was looking very old. I saw chatter about he and Diane would make a great couple on Facebook and stuff. And I'm like, he's like 9,000 years old and she's vital. And, you know, like, what are you doing to her? You know, she.
Yeah. He reminds me of my dad's best friend who is 93 at this point.
Yeah. I mean, not that he's doing a poor job or anything, but he's just obviously a good couple decades older than Diane, I think.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Sass. I don't know if he can handle that much sass.
She's full of piss and vinegar. And as far as we know, still in a relationship with Max? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Did that go away? We haven't seen Max in years.
Well, gosh, I don't remember. We haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah, I don't know. They haven't talked about her relationship, if she has one.
Well, anyway. Anyway, so that was weird. That.
Yeah.
And just a weird ending to the trial.
Always when they have these things drag on and on, then, you know, when it finally comes to a head, it's usually fairly anticlimactic, right?
Yeah, not very satisfactory. What else? We got a lot of Spencer emoting through his hand, I felt like.
Yeah.
And posture and, you know, flinging his whole body around.
Yeah, doing what he can with his body.
Maybe he should do a little workshop for Jordan.
Over
emoting or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with what Jordan might actually sort of be good at, you know.
You're right. Though, if we could see her in a whole different, like if she had to, I don't know, interact with children or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I can't picture her like raising her voice or going outside of this like narrow range of emotions, you know.
Right, or phrasing anything any differently than like that the one part of the sentence and then the other part of the sentence and the one part of the sentence and then the other part of the sentence. The cadence is always the same.
And now I feel like we need to rebuild Curtis as a character.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's been reduced to like nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's been reduced to nothing. And I used to like Portia.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't like my favorite character. Mm-hmm. I felt like she didn't have enough to do, but she's getting on my nerves now.
Yeah.
Like when Trina, you know, when she went in to hug Trina after the trial and she's like mincing around like a little girl, like, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like you're not her girlfriend. You know, you're a
mother. You risked Oz's life.
Yeah, you're a murderess.
Yeah. And you're lying about who Trina's father is. So she's just like ethically very sloppy, really.
She's compromised. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like usually that's a trajectory for becoming a more interesting character is having a dark side that we didn't know about.
Right.
But I
right.
feel like that injecting of Oz was out of character. It was just, I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway,
right.
She's got on my nerves. And then it made me feel bad for Trina that the party they dredge up for her is like Aunt Stella and Marshall are coming over.
Yeah, that's not gonna be any fun for anybody.
Yeah, like she has no other friends. They couldn't bring any extras in for I don't know.
Yeah.
So there was that party, and then there was Willow's pathetic graduation party.
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
And
we had Drew.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time I'm just like, ugh. And like, he comes on.
Yeah.
And I can't. Ugh.
Exactly. Yeah. He never really belongs, you know?
No, and then they try to do something funsy, like drape him with the streamer.
Yeah, that didn't help.
That really didn't do anything. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
And
no.
Forcing Wiley to interact with him as a way to show how cute he is or something.
Oh, heavy sigh. I did like the print on Carly's dress.
I like Carly's dress. It was nice to see her in a shorter number because usually she's in the kind of
very long, lots of fabric type dresses.
Too much fabric, as you've pointed out before.
Yeah. So, and I also like the print on Ava's blouse.
Oh, the pink one?
Yeah, it was very
decide where I landed on that.
Splashy.
It looked a little Chico's to me.
I don't know if Chico's.
Never been in a Chico's.
Is
there a brick and mortar Chico's, or is it just an online thing?
There, I don't know if there are any more brick and mortar ones, but it's not a great experience.
Have you been in a Chico's?
Once, yeah, once.
What was the occasion for that? Walk me through that.
It's gonna sound preposterous.
Okay.
I was preparing to go to Iraq, so of course you go to Chico's
already.
You're gonna go to a war zone.
You needed so much help, and I wasn't there for you. I could have stopped all of this. You going to Iraq, and more importantly, you going to Chico's.
Yeah, you know, well, I think I thought I needed some sort of a black garment, you know, like just in case I needed to like cover up and stuff, you know, to be sort of respectful of the culture.
Like a scarf? Yeah, I'm just puzzled as to why Chico's would be your choice.
I don't know why Chico's.
You mean to cover your head? You were trying to cover your head?
I think I was looking for like just a plain black skirt or something, like a long black skirt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what I didn't realize at the time is I believe Chico's has their own sizing system designed to make you think
to make you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I saw like on the rack there were like size 1 and size 2. And I was like, well, that's crazy. I can't be a 1, so I must be a 2. It's like this huge, huge black skirt made of some like recycled tires or something. It was rubbery and awful. But so that's
did you buy it? Is that what you bought?
Yeah, it probably weighed like 4 pounds. It was just like awful, huh. And I didn't ever wear it because it was huge.
Do you still have it? I might want it now.
Actually, it might fit pretty well right now.
Yeah.
But what a con, huh? Changing the sizes.
That's tricky, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. So, there's always that, like, I was really way, way, way into my adult years, and I'm going to say this wrong, I don't even remember what it is, but before I figured out that women's means, right. like, big.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't understand that. Like, do women's, like, oh, well, I'm a woman, women's. Like, that's where I would, you know. You know, like, is it, I mean, it's just to make people feel better.
Right.
And that petite, like, I was like, well, I am not petite, you know?
Right, right.
I thought it meant, you know, you were had a small frame, small bone.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no, like, you can like be Winona as Ryder, wide as a house. Yes, exactly. Like a hummingbird. and all this time I could have found pants that were the right length.
The like, right, you can be, yeah, yeah.
You yeah. can be like super chunky and fine yeah. clothes and petite. And like, why did they not tell us?
Yeah.
And why didn't my mother explain this stuff to me? She probably did.
I don't know. She probably did. And
I
wasn't listening. Either.
I was equally rude to my mother, like as she tried to teach me the sort of more feminine arts as oh, I was yeah. to my father when he was trying to like teach me how to change a flat tire and that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So I learned nothing. None
yeah,
of, you know,
failed across the board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. Yeah.
And it shows.
It sure does. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't know where the hell we were when you started
well,
talking.
I don't think Chico's.
Oh, the blouse. Ava's yeah. blouse. Yeah. Okay.
In my memory, it seemed like everything was like black or white and apparently enormous.
In Chico's. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even remember. I just remember some ads would be like, it's a Chico's kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's
what if
see.
We got like a gift box of a bunch of stuff from Chico's right now?
Well, I'm there now. Like at the time I was making fun of it, I wasn't the right age, but now like that's how what I should be wearing.
Yeah. And I'm also probably. Thinking that I'm at the age where I might actually enjoy Murder, She Wrote.
Okay.
You know?
Try it.
And Matlock, you know.
You just might. Those yeah. are kind of like teacup mysteries
yeah
of,
cozies
right?
kind of yeah
cozies,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I like those names yeah. Another fashion shout out, I liked Willow's red dress.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Willow had a good dress and Lucy today had a great dress.
Another yeah and yeah. Scotty called her, what did he call her, Miss Red Dress or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that had to be improvised.
Exactly. Yeah, Scotty's yeah. like just a loose cannon. They probably yeah. always count on him to say one thing that's not on the script.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about, and I'm sure you've probably seen headlines about Brit just because I saw them
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, going over to a nighttime show.
Nighttime,
right?
Yeah, Station yeah. 19.
Yeah, and, does that mean she's leaving hospital? I was afraid to look beyond the headline.
Do you want me to tell you or not tell you?
Oh, God, that makes it sound like she is leaving hospital.
Do you want me to tell you or not tell you? That...
Now you just sound creepy.
I was trying to sort of change my...
Don't change do my that tone. Again, Chia. Jesus. Everybody's uncomfortable now. I think we should just put some music on for a couple of minutes while everyone collects themselves.
Oh, speaking of music, I want to ask you something about that, like off camera here later.
okay.
I'm just pointing it out so I don't forget. Okay, so yeah, she's leaving in November.
Oh, that's all right.
Which makes me wonder, like, why the hell are we being tormented with this ongoing Cody storyline?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
The only good thing about that is we get to wonder how they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to kill her off. I can't
hope
imagine.
Not. Yeah, I hope not. Because we don't have many characters like that who are...
Yeah, she might just simply have to flee to stop him.
From to get away from that awful Cody
situation, yes. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you before we move off the topic of Cody, did you have any complaints about like how he put the saddle up?
He really flung it
off your chest.
He really kind of flung it up there.
Like a savage.
Yes. Like not somebody not that horseman. Was being paid good money. That's not how I'd want to see some hired hand handling my tack.
That sounds like a euphemism. Like, are you back especially into the porn the thing vicar. Again? Handling my tack. Oh, Gia, naughty.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, I heard that.
Now, if you said it in that other voice you used a minute ago, I might have to go take a shower.
I read an interesting little story about horses this morning. It has nothing to do with hospital, but
did I give you an opening for that?
Well, we were talking about horses. They didn't even show any today. They just had that tape.
I know the soundtrack. Yeah, Comet's like, fuck, I am out of here.
And they have all those saddles and all those like ribbons and trophies. Like there's like one decrepit 38-year-old pony at the place, you know,
who hates his job.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I took this gig instead.
Tell you about the horse story. It was pretty interesting.
Go ahead.
But let's see what. No. you don't deserve an interesting horse story.
Ouch.
Willow. Okay, what do you think about Willow? Let's talk about Willow's situation.
Well, you know, I know we're always saying it's a soap opera, so this is how they let things play out. But I was wondering, like, well, what would happen if she just told Michael, you know? It would still be sad. It would still be dramatic. You know, they would still have to deal with everything.
It's very manufactured, that conflict of not telling Michael. Yeah. Like, why couldn't she have told him right from the get-go?
Right. Why not?
Or are they trying to bring some point of conflict up between those two? Like they don't trust each other or something, or I don't know.
Yeah. And now Nina's going to be sniffing around wondering what's going
on. Right. Because she did a lurk. She did a bad lurk there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess there are certain types of things where, you know, sure, for the sake of the story, you can keep the secret for a while. But certain things, I kind of feel like, why not just put it out there?
Yeah. And gosh, I'm thinking of becoming a nurse because that really doesn't take long, you know.
No, it doesn't. It's quite easy, I guess.
That bodes well for Epiphany. She should be a doctor tomorrow.
She should be a doctor, yeah, quite easily. Handily. Yes. Good point. But,
so we will be seeing Nurse Willow wafting about and passing out all over the place.
Passing out tragically, yes.
Yes, yeah. Tragically, with her hand on her forehead going.
Yeah, and she'll have like the dark purple shadows around her eyes and stuff. Like
they picked
that
a good one because
she
is very frail looking to begin with.
Yeah, she does look like she could just go at any time.
Yep, and speaking of tragic nurse figures.
Elizabeth?
Yeah,
so we got a little going to. Yeah,
I know. Great minds,
or ours.
Yeah. So we got this tiny hint of something like whatever Scotty said that like
stay away from triggered. Your father.
Stay away from your father, like her father. Yeah, so I don't want MacGyver to be. Yeah, so is MacGyver gonna have been like a pedophile or something or?
I don't know. Or had an affair with one of her friends or something. Is that what we're sort of being
which would also
believe?
Make him a pedophile. Still be a pedophile.
Even if it was like a slutty friend? No, I know. I did like I just like Scotty. It feels like he brings this like sort of original energy to any scene, including his scene with Elizabeth. You know, it feels like he can get away with saying things to her, you know.
And right, that if Finn had said anything like that, she would have bit his head off. Right.
But Scotty, he's just kind of blunt yet playful and, you know.
Yep.
And he cares. I think underneath it all, you can tell he really cares about her.
I think he's supposed to be retired, but like, why is he still got a storyline going? Isn't he officially retired now or something?
From the show?
I thought so. Are you not getting the same headlines as me?
Maybe I'm not paying attention, but God,
you didn't see the horse story. You didn't see the Brit stuff.
God. I try not. I'm thinking of even like unjoining some of those groups because I don't like all the spoilers, you know.
I'm not even like, I'm in one group, but I get all these other suggestions for you all over the place. And just in my Google feed.
I know. I don't like that.
Do you know about YouTube Shorts? Is that something you know about? Do you know much about YouTube channels?
I don't know. Gia, I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
I do, but I can't figure out. I feel like it's kind of like they're trying to be a TikTok thing, but I don't quite.
Okay, yeah. I think it is a new thing. Yeah, you're jogging my memory now. Yeah, something to compete with TikTok.
Jump up and down. But I don't get, like, who's watching these? Who's watching the shorts? Well, like, are they just sitting there with random shorts? I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
People watch TikTok things all the time. It's a weird phenomenon to me. I don't really get it either.
And I don't even know how to access TikTok. I mean, I see some of them because they're on Facebook or whatever, but I'm too old to even know. I could get it on there if I want. I could figure it out if I really wanted to.
No, I don't think they would let you.
No.
I think there's a certain age limit. Keeping people like us out. Yeah.
I think it's for the best. I waste enough time as is. So. All right. What else we got? Cody. And how many days have supposed to have gone by? Like, Cody's been in that same red outfit, t-shirt and doofus jeans this entire, like,
that's sequence. True, because Olivia had at least one costume change. She was wearing, like, a white gauzy kind of dress. And then today she was wearing the plunging neckline, big splash.
Yeah, and Maxie like, appeared in a whole different ensemble.
Yeah,
and
true. So... Cody
so why he hasn't changed, I don't know.
Oh, boy. He's just be a little less appealing, even.
Yeah, smelly. Now he's smelly.
Smells like a
whore. Yeah, and I really hate those scenes where they have the forced, like, yucking it up with Olivia, and she's, you boys, and, you know.
And your family now. I wish she would quit, like, just, like, embracing people.
Yeah. And who was it? Was it Maxie or some couple people stated that, that Cody was like charming and funny. And it's like, he's none of the things you all just said. None of them.
No. And Maxie's usually a little more shrewd, you know?
Yeah. I just, this Cody guy has got something on the writers. That's all it can be.
Yeah. You're all right. Yeah.
And if I come around on that character, I don't know. Something should happen to me.
Should we make a pact today if we come around on Cody?
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. I've already admitted I'm coming around on Dex.
That's a shock and a disappointment.
Is that? Well, I find him a little disturbing.
He is disturbing. That's true. That is true. He seems like such a wild card because he's got like sort of a crazy look in his eyes.
I think what would be cool is, okay, so he's been hired by Michael, but I think it would be cool if we saw his sympathies change, you know, and it wasn't just a paycheck, but that he sort of fell in with Sonny and Sonny's world
and then became Michael sympathetic to Sonny.
And, you know, then he would have double cross back on Michael somehow. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if he got sucked into Sonny's humanity and
because everybody does eventually, right?
They do. Sometimes they outgrow it, like Carly, but
right, yeah, Yeah.
Which I really feel like, she is over him. Like, she's kind of like,
I agree. Yeah.
Good riddance. Like, that was, yep. You know.
Yeah.
All that love of her life stuff, and she's over it. Why? Like, there's no explanation for eyeballing Drew the way she is.
Ugh.
Other than, you know, they're being manipulated. Like, remember on Bugs Bunny when sometimes they'd have the cartoonist, like, erasing and, you know, like it's kind of like that sometimes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think I see what you mean.
Like, they're being manipulated right there in front of us by the writer.
Yeah, there's nothing really organic about their connection. It's not a connection. It's just a jamming them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Drew could or should have a connection with. I just feel like Carly should fly solo and be a strong solo character for a while anyway.
I agree. And meet some new guy, maybe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't have to be like from the same pool, you know, literally.
Pool. Oh, that was the other stuff that I've blocked from my head today.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about the whole, they were at the pool, the Finn Professor Dumbleass
and Chase.
Violet and Chase. And then we had Chase doing the Eddie Main costume.
I felt embarrassed for him. Did you?
I was trying to take that as just lighthearted soap opera fun, because they don't get to probably dress up like they would in more theater stuff.
I know that's what it was, but it still felt like
I was embarrassed that the final outfit was deemed the winner.
I was too.
And then I felt a little bad for Chase, but I mean, if there's anybody whose chest we need to see a lot, Chase is my first choice,
but
like the shirt being undone to that, like really, you're all going to be like, yes, that is what you need to
I know. Yeah.
And the absurdity of like, this guy needs money because he's out of work right now. And so you're going to like build a singing career. That's a way to make a quick buck.
Yeah, gig at the Savoy doesn't seem like it's really that hard to come by. I mean, it's a new club.
Well, yeah. And how high paying could that be? Maybe he'll get free fried cheese sticks or something.
Poppers.
Yeah, jalapeno poppers. Those are good.
But I was thinking like of all like the pop musicians, like the idols of today.
I don't know who they are, so you're on your own.
Harry Styles, somebody like that. Like, I guess maybe he would
know him.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah.
Should I know Harry Styles?
Well, you can check him out. He's he does have a certain quality, I'll say. Yeah, he's a little interesting.
All right. Oh yeah, I mean they're all skilled in whatever way. I'm a little out of the loop.
Yeah, but I don't think that like the whole like shirt unbuttoned down to his belly button, that just seems like just stupid.
Just a little silly, yeah.
Yeah. He could still be hot and have a few buttons, you know.
I thought they'd decide that what he was just currently wearing would be the look, the sort of
unassuming, like,
you know. Like, his appeal is that he's so appealing like that.
Yeah, because he's not going to be, like, a pop kind of a guy, I don't think, you know.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Maybe he will be. What do we know?
Oi.
Anyway.
Well, we've probably covered it, and I don't know. I don't know if we said too much that was enlightening or... Enlightening or changed anyone's lives in any way, or
probably not.
Did we shine a light on issues, or
their lives maybe for the worse? Not better.
Could be.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still running your T-shirt deal? Do you need to say anything about that?
Oh yeah, and I have another box that I'm going to pick up tomorrow, so I do have some new ones coming in tomorrow. So if anybody's interested in a T-shirt. We still will have some, and you just need to email us at table@thetano@gmail.com and let us know what size you are, and we'll see what we've got.
Yeah, but
we probably lost everybody like 40 minutes ago. Though,
we're such fashionistas, you know, they're good t-shirts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, we'll hope for a cliffhanger or something tomorrow to make things a little better.
Yeah, and, maybe Jordan will come back and she'll find. Well, they burned all the stuff in the suitcase, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fun. It looked like a plastic garbage can for a minute. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I have to talk to you about something afterwards, so I'm
okay. I'll give you a call. How about that?
Okay, sure you will. All right.
Okay. All right, Gia.
Okay, bye. Good night, everyone. See ya.
Good night.